I remember about a year or so after 9/11 when there were warnings about the possibility of a chemical attack on the East Coast. My wife read up on how to protect us, ran to Home Depot, loaded up on supplies, and started sealing windows for a safe room. We were terrified, but felt a bit more capable of dealing with the threat after we took the necessary precautions. We learned that when dealing with any acute crisis, it is best to become informed and then decide what immediate action must be taken. We felt better having taken action. The same applies to dealing with the crisis of your current relationship. You can point fingers and blame, you can come up with theories, and you can remain resentful. But if you do not take immediate action, nothing will change, and you'll continue to feel lousy. What should you do? Take action. The 5-step action plan to a happy and healthy marriage will present you with a tried and true action plan, guiding you every step of the way. The plan is based on my years of training in Imago relationship therapy and working with couples, as well as my own personal life experience. The 5 steps are as follows. Action step 1, commit. Action step 2, seal your exits. Action step 3, detox your marriage. Action step 4, acknowledge the other. Action step 5, love infusions. In steps 1 and 2, you will learn how to make your marriage a priority, refocus, and bring the energy back into your relationship. Step 3 will teach you how to remove counterproductive behaviors such as negativity that seek to undermine your connection, and then you will be able to create more safety in your relationship. In step 4, you will learn how to acknowledge the other, learning new ways to connect so that understanding each other and feeling respected and listened to becomes your marriage's second nature. Finally, step 5 will teach you how to bring back some of the spark you once felt in your relationship. As with any plan, this is a step-by-step process. This means that ideally you need to follow the sequence to reach your intended goal. There are a few ways to go about this. 1. Read or listen to this book and stop to complete the exercises as you go along. 2. Read or listen through the entire book one time without completing the exercises, then read and listen to the book again, completing the exercises along the way.